vote, but there are other members of that committee who are saying, hey, I'd really like to see what's in that background report as well.
Officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made big progress overnight toward brokering a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of hostages held in Gaza, but a deal's not been reached yet. Denmark says it's ready to discuss the future of Greenland with President-elect Trump. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Foreign Minister Rasmussen says Trump has a specific way of formulating requests and he doesn't want a dispute over the issue. Therefore, his country is willing to have more detailed talks on Greenland.
The Americans have certain concerns about the security situation in the Arctic, which we share. Therefore, in close cooperation with Greenland, we are ready to continue talks with the incoming president.
He called Trump's concerns legitimate.
A magnitude 6.6 earthquake rattled southwestern Japan. No reports of serious damage. Wall Street, the Dow is up 11. NASDAQ is down more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Temperatures have dropped with wind chills below zero. Warming centers are running in Racine and Kenosha counties. Those in need can call 211 to find the closest. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A fire in Racine County Saturday burned two buildings containing classic cars and RVs. No injuries were reported and the cause is under investigation. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And Racine and Kenosha counties have launched their tree and shrub sales programs. Both counties offer affordable native seedlings for purchase through online stores. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and beat set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
The rest of the story with Paul Harvey, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. It was an apparently ordinary car on a lonely street in the middle of the night, but quietly at a distance the police were tailing it. The driver of the car first sensed being stalked and then looked up and saw the headlights of the pursuing vehicle growing larger in the rearview mirror. Well, The driver floorboarded the accelerator. The tires had screeched and the chase was on. Bootleg turned dead left down a side street. The pursuing police, surprised, swung wide, almost spinning out. And then, even more surprised, the cops glanced up to see the target car spin like a top in a perfect J-turn. It was heading right at them. The police had to swerve to avoid a head-on. They turned around, struggled to continue their pursuit, but they were too slow in doing so. This car, and this was the same car they had chased night after night after night, had eluded them again with another string of spectacular, evasive maneuvers. Who is driving that thing? One cop would invariably remark to another, and that, of course, is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, a dozen years ago, a rebel labor leader in Poland was daring to oppose the communist occupiers of his country. He was a roughneck worker from the Gdansk shipyards named Lech Wałęsa, and as he moved furtively about Warsaw from one underground meeting to the next, seeking to rally support for his cause, the government secret police were ever on his trail. A couple of times they caught him and threw him in jail, but mostly he eluded them. Mostly he eluded them because he had a nondescript car and a skilled driver. I mean a skilled driver. A driver with a keen eye and a heavy foot and such talented hands on the wheel that Lech Wałęsa's car, being pursued, could do a rolling roadblock or a dry street J in 2 seconds, leaving secret police outmaneuvered and outdistanced. Well, one day, Lech Wałęsa, this renegade leader of the Solidarity Union, would surface with enough followers to be elected the president of Poland. And he is now the president of Poland. And this month, early this month, the Fiat car company designed a special automobile for President Wałęsa, a shiny new Cinquecento, a brand new car, and they presented it to him. And the president thanked the Fiat car company, but then he explained that there was somebody who deserves that car more than does he. And thus, the first week of this month, Lech Wałęsa presented his new car as a gift to the talented wheel handler who had surreptitiously sped him here and there around Warsaw in that dangerous decade ago. For the super driver who confounded the communist secret police with race course technique, Lech Wałęsa's own personal speed demon turns out to have been instead a lead-footed angel. Sister Paulina, now Mother Superior Paulina, a Roman Catholic nun. And now you know the rest of the story.
What? Like no nun I've ever known, and I spent 8 years at St. Clement's grade school being taught by nuns. Great story. Paul Harvey, as only Paul Harvey can do it. Heard twice daily, 7:25 and 12:05. Weekdays here on WRJN.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Someone to lean on, and I'm lost. I'm looking for a letter or something. Anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years. You know who does that really good? Kurt Volman in the afternoon. Kurt's got local newsmakers. He knows what's going on in the community, and he'll share that with you every weekday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Timeless Hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a kind of all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heart? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Seems to you.
gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
woman waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. He keeps you up to speed on what's going on out there. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha's got one in February. Racine might have one in April. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will ponder placing a $190 million operational referendum on the April 1st ballot. Like in Kenosha, Racine officials say a lack of state funding has led to financial problems. However, declining enrollment is also playing a part. The proposal would result in a tax increase of about $75 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. District officials are already warning that if not passed, there could be widespread cuts to staff and programs. Neighborhoods in Racine that are still dealing with snowy roads are seeing some trucks. This morning, City of Racine DPW trucks were out trying to scrape off snow as cold temperatures sit in and make it crunchy. Wind chills are below zero, with warming centers open in most communities. To find one near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's no better time than the dead of winter to think about greenery. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have their tree and shrub sales programs up and running. Officials in Kenosha County just opened their store, offering people an affordable opportunity to purchase native trees and shrub seedlings. The program sells bundles with a diverse selection of evergreens, hardwoods, and shrubs available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find online store links on each county's respective websites. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold, I throw. Everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome, they give us those nice bright colors. They give us
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We lost a music icon last week, Peter Yarrow. Here he is singing with his friends Paul and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary on WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
January in Wisconsin. What am I thinking about? French bikinis on Hawaiian Island girls under a palm tree in the sand. Beach Boys on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right. And the Northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
Show me and tell me that you feel the same.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Boys high school basketball, big game Thursday night. Racine Lutheran and Racine Horlick. Pre-game starts at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Hear all the action here on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The heavens are near, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Red flag warnings are up again in Los Angeles County as stronger winds are forecast, a development that could widen the wildfire threat. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
I have strategically pre-positioned engine strike teams and task forces, which are dedicated to rapid response for any new fire that breaks out in the city.
The fires are blamed for at least 24 deaths and the loss of more than 12,000 homes and businesses.
The deadliest of the Southern California fires, at least as of now, is the Eaton Fire burning in Los Angeles County, Pasadena, and Altadena. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna confirms at least 16 dead. He says a number he believes will rise because there are also 17 people unaccounted for.
So please be patient with us. People are saying, I just want to go look at my house and I want to see what's left. We know that, but we have people literally looking for the remains of your neighbors.
Craig Fickner for CBS News, Pasadena, California.
A judge has rejected a bid by President-elect Trump's co-defendants to prevent the release of the first volume of the special counsel's report, which deals with the 2020 election. A week from today, Trump will take the oath of office.
Our message today is very direct.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
The men and women of the Metropolitan Police Department, D.C. government, and our partners are fully prepared for the 60th presidential inauguration.
She says violence, destruction.